Hi, Josh Groban. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Where are you right
Excellent.
Now?
I am finally home in Los Angeles for just a minute.
You've had, boy, this has been a crazy week for you, huh?
It's been really crazy. I mean, it's been a crazy year, but yeah, the last few weeks have been pretty nutty. I was expecting to come off the road and, you know, have a little bit of a break, but since the release of this holiday album, it's been doing fantastic, and so we've been working really hard, which is a good problem to have.
You were on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and she was talking about your brand new CD being one of her favorite things. How
That's
cool
right.
was
yeah,
that?
That's so cool. I mean, she is just such a great, great support and has been such a good friend to me, and she has such a loyal audience, and everything that she picks out on that show, people check it out. And so, I mean, for her to lift it up and say, you have to hear this CD is probably the greatest gift she could give me this season.
Now, how long ago did you start recording this CD?
We recorded the CD at the beginning of summer, actually, which was interesting. We had to decorate the studio in lights and, you know, had to have the fresh scent of pine everywhere we went so that we forgot that it was 103 degrees outside.
So you really had to get yourself into the mood.
You had to get yourself in the mood. And we were in London most of the time, which was great. We were working with the London Symphony Orchestra. And yeah, the only thing is you have to record a Christmas CD in the summer in order to get it out by winter.
Let me ask you, with all the tracks that you have, I know I have my personal favorite on there, and I won't tell you what that is yet. I want to know what your favorite is.
I've got a few. I mean, every one of those is we really picked the classics, and I certainly picked the ones that I grew up listening to, and I think probably my favorite is It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, just because I think it was one that I was able to kind of sit at the piano and do very, very different than anybody's heard that song. What's your favorite?
I have to say I love I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, how could you, and I love how you guys have mixed in the tributes to the soldiers.
I was in a rehearsal room with David Foster, and we were talking about that song, and we were talking about, you know, the original version that Bing Crosby sang when the troops were overseas during that time as well. And I thought, well, you know, wouldn't it be, once again, a holiday is coming and going with our troops overseas. Everybody's praying for their safe return. And I thought, wouldn't it be a great thing if we included some of those messages, just to not only be able to get those messages out there to their families, but on the larger picture, just kind of keep that as a reminder that there's a whole lot we need to be thankful for.
Do you have a tradition, something that you and your family do every year? Is there something that every single year that you and your family look forward to, or that you guys do?
It's so funny. My dad loves to be mountain man. You know, this time of year we go out and we find a Christmas tree and cut it down, and it's there's this great Christmas tree farm that we go to in Northern California, and we'll take a drive out there, and we'll go out there, and, you know, rather than get the pre-cut, you know, we go out there and do it ourselves, which is fun. And my mom is kind of like an ornament fanatic. She loves ornaments, and so we've needed two trees to fill the ornament need. so
you have two trees strapped to the top of the car, then?
Yeah, it smells like a forest in my parents' house. I'm just waiting for the day that a squirrel is going to run out of one of them and attack everybody.
Like Christmas Vacation.
Yeah,
I love
totally.
That.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm waiting for those Christmas, you know, the turkey deflating and all that stuff. That'll be great.
That's the best movie of all time.
It is the best movie of all time. That and A Christmas Story have got to be my two favorites.
Oh, I know. I love those two. Christmas shopping done? Still working on that?
Some, you know, thank God for the internet. You know, there's some stuff I have done. A lot of people to shop for this year with my band and my crew and everybody that's been so great in my life this year. I want to really, really get special things for everybody.
Any secret places or any really special things that you found so far this year that you can, you know, maybe share with us? Help us out with our hard to shop for people?
The secret places, yes. My fans will be there in 4.5 minutes if I say that to you right now.
So you do have some secret weapons, then.
You have to have for shopping or just for hanging out?
Either one.
Either one. Man, in Los Angeles, there are some great stores. I've always been a fan of kind of the more obscure gift. I mean, I've needed help. I've got some friends now that are helping me out with gift shopping, because all I was buying, I was the dork in high school that bought my Valentine a Kung Fu DVD box set. She didn't really appreciate that, I don't think. So
that's kind of a guy gift.
I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to be more sensitive to what people might want.
Well, I am so glad that you had a minute to talk with us, and I sure do appreciate that. And I know you're so busy promoting your CD. And again, the name of your CD is Noel.
Yes.
And it's available in stores now, and it really is fantastic.
Thank you so much. Well, thanks for the support, and thanks for listening to it. I appreciate the talk.
Absolutely. Thank you, Josh Groban.
All right, anytime.